Second Chronicles, chapter 22, beginning with verse 10. When Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she went into action and destroyed all the royal heirs belonging to the house of Judah. But Jehoshabeath, the daughter of the king, took Joash, the son of Ahaziah. She stole him away from among the king's sons who were to be killed. She put him and his nurse in a bedroom. Because she was a sister of Ahaziah, Jehoshabeath, the daughter of King Jehoram, the wife of Jehoiada the priest, hid Joash from Athaliah so that she could not kill him. He was kept hidden with them in the house of God for 6 years while Athaliah was ruling over the land. Chapter 23. In the 7th year, Jehoiada strengthened himself by entering into a covenant with the commanders of the hundreds, namely Azariah, son of Jeroham, Ishmael, son of Jehohanan, Azariah, son of Obed, Maaseiah, son of Adaiah, and Elshaphat, son of Zichri. They went around Judah and gathered the Levites from all the cities of Judah and the leading fathers of Israel who came to Jerusalem. The whole assembly made a covenant with the king in the house of God. Jehoiada said to them, "Look, here is the king's son. He will rule as king just as the Lord has promised concerning the sons of David. This is what you will do. 1/3 of you who are coming on duty on the Sabbath to perform your duties as priests and Levites are to guard the gates. 1/3 of you will be in the palace of the king, and 1/3 at the fountain gate. All the people will be stationed in the courtyards of the house of the Lord. No one will come into the house of the Lord except the priests and Levites who are serving. They are allowed to enter because they are holy. All the rest of the people will follow the directions of the Lord. The Levites will completely surround the king, each with his weapons in his hand. Anyone who enters the house will be put to death. You accompany the king when he comes in and goes out." The Levites and all Judah did exactly as Jehoiada the priest had commanded. Each leader combined the men coming on duty on the Sabbath with those going off duty on the Sabbath, because Jehoiada the priest did not dismiss the divisions. Jehoiada the priest gave the commanders of the hundreds the spears, the large shields, and the small shields, which belonged to King David and which were in the house of God. He stationed all the people, each man with his weapon in his hand, in a circle from the south side of the temple building to the north side of the building, around the altar, and all around the building, completely surrounding the king. Then they brought out the king's son. They set the crown on him and gave him the testimony, and they made him king. Jehoiada and his sons anointed him and said, "Long live the king." When Athaliah heard the noise made by the people who were running and praising the king, she went to the crowd of people at the house of the Lord. She looked, and there was the king standing by his pillar at the entrance. The officials and the trumpeters were beside the king. All the people of the land were rejoicing and blowing the trumpets. The singers with their musical instruments were leading the praise. Athaliah tore her clothes and shouted, "Treason! Treason!" Then Jehoiada the priest brought out the commanders who were in charge of the units of 100 in the army. He told them, "Bring her out between the ranks. Anyone who follows her is to be put to death with the sword." But the priest also told them, "You must not put her to death in the house of the Lord." So they laid their hands on her, and she was taken to the entrance of the horse gate by the palace of the king, where she was put to death. Jehoiada made a covenant, including himself, all the people, and the king, that they would be the Lord's people. All the people then went to the temple of Baal and tore it down. They smashed Baal's altars and his images. They killed Matan, the priest of Baal, in front of the altars. Jehoiada posted a watch over the house of the Lord. It was under the supervision of the Levitical priests, whom David had given assignments in the house of the Lord to offer burnt offerings to the Lord as written in the law of Moses, with rejoicing and singing as David had directed. He stationed the gatekeepers at the gates of the house of the Lord so that no one could enter it if he was unclean in any way. He took the commanders of the hundreds, the nobles, the governors of the people, and all the people of the land. He brought the king down from the house of the Lord. They came through the upper gate of the palace of the king. They seated the king on the throne of the kingdom. All the people of the land rejoiced. The city was quiet after they killed Athaliah with the sword. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.